This could all go horribly wrong at any minute.
And the rubber chicken says... No news is good news, but what would I know? I'm just a rubber chicken. Yep, no news is good news. Siri Baba, we've got to get on. I'm going to talk to you just a moment from now. Hello and welcome to Lewis Black's Rantcast 100, and it's entitled Episode 100. What else would I call it? And we're standing here, or I am, or all seven of me, in front of the free expression graffiti wall here at one of my favorite places on earth, the Kurt Vonnegut Museum and Library. I am the chairman of the board here, and it has been a pleasure to come down here today. That's, you can hear that they love me here in Indianapolis, and here comes a private car. The cops are going to take us out of here to Fort Wayne in just a second, and I just wanted to be sure that we had a proper send-off. But before I get to that, remember, this is the Kurt Vonnegut Museum and Library. It's our 100th episode, that's right, and in November 12th, I believe it is, or somewhere around there because of my exactitude is off, we will be celebrating Kurt Vonnegut's 100th birthday. Huh? How do they call that? Synchronicity. This is the free expression wall. People from the community, from all around, can come do whatever they want here. Put whatever they want up there. And I think, I believe, and of course it's putting words in his mouth, that Kurt would have been really happy with this. Well, I could go on and on and on, but this is our 100th episode. And so I'm going to leave it over to those folks from Dayton and Warren who sent in such spectacular rants. And I'm going to let them do the talking. And remember, if you go to see us on YouTube or Facebook Live or Twitch, if you go to any of those, please say that you like it or subscribe to it. It'll make a big difference to us. And it's huge for you because you'll be informed as to what I'm up to every night. Not every night. I'm not going to bother you every night because I can't keep doing this bullshit day after day. I have to take some time off. And I did today at the Kurt Vonnegut Museum and Library. Come see it when you're in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
We are coming to you, as Jeff said, live from beautiful Warren, Ohio. Here at the Packard Music Hall, which is was built by the Packard brothers, I think, and they and one person who really enjoyed that, and they were really a vaudeville troupe, who then decided we're making no money, we're going to build cars, and then the Packards disappeared, but they left this beautiful theater and a lovely park, and we're right next to a river, and I just hope it doesn't go into flames. So. But it's been great. I wish I could tell you more about Warren, but we arrived here, and then it started to be rainy, shitty, fuck you, fuck. So, and we're next to a mall, a big mall. The mall goes on for days. Seriously, with stores I've never heard of. With stores I have never. There's secret shit happening here. I'm going to get right to this because we've got some great stuff that came in tonight. This is from Debbie Hyman. Okay, so happy to be here, but can you tell me why people come to your show and probably haven't had a bath in a while? I can't really answer that question. Okay, nobody calls me and says, you know, I'm going to your show tonight. Do I have to bathe? What the fuck? Debbie goes on to say, the woman next to me stinks. Love you, Lewis, and perhaps you should require baths prior to your show. Just a suggestion. Well, you know, there were some seats you could have moved, but no, I can't say bathing required. I just can't. Can't fucking have an ad. But what the fuck? Who's gonna show up? Please take a bath before you see Mr. Black. Nobody'd show up. I ain't going to that show. Everybody smells. I have heard that before, though. But I also hear, God damn it, they're wearing so much perfume, I'm gonna fucking throw up. That's the other one. Ashteen McKenzie, I think. I'm sorry. I'm glad. I don't have no idea. I read these names now and it's like, holy fuck. But that's Ashton McKenzie. I started teaching last year during the first year post-COVID, which is already a load of horse shit. However, this year is somehow even fucking worse. And I agree with you. We're the only country, I think, that came through the pandemic, and it's worse. It takes a country that really knows what it's doing to go from shitty to shittier to shittiest. I teach in West Virginia, which is bad enough, in the best of circumstances, but this year, dumbass Republicans in the legislature have decided that parents who never answer the phone when I need to speak to them about their bad fucking kids or show up to a parent-teacher conference should decide what books are on my fucking shelf. I spent 10 hours unpaid of fucking course to catalog every book I put in my class. And then a week after school begins, some twat waffle makes a complaint because some of the books have magic or, you know, black characters. Of course, they need to be removed because God forbid their precious pumpkin read a book with black people in it. Parents need to start with parenting their kids instead. Thank you, Ashton. This week is also, I believe, Banned Books Week. And we're experienced that again, because we didn't learn the first 10 times through that you shouldn't be banning books, okay? You don't do that, okay? People have to be told no, okay? You're a fucking idiot, all right? Seriously, enough is enough. Books are precious. You don't fucking take them off the shelves because you fucking can't deal with whatever the fuck it is it's saying. They banned the one that I know in particular because I work with the Kurt Vonnegut Library. They banned Slaughterhouse-Five. Why? Why? It's a phenomenal book. It's a great anti-war book. I guess they just want us to continue to fight. I don't know, but it makes no sense at all. And it's just one of hundreds. This is, I can't even know if I start now. It's just save it for the act. Save it for the act! Georgia Carl, welcome to Warren. My rant? My husband tells me I should rant about what, I asked him. Well, whatever you're angry about. So here goes. Politics, health, healthcare. Stupidity, disrespect, people with a sense of entitlement, racism, watching my husband work so hard, yet our bills continue to rise. And because of my health, I cannot do much to help. Loan forgiveness? Well, someone will be paying for that, and I bet it isn't the guys and gals in Washington. What the fuck isn't there to rant about? But I digress. My real rant, why the fuck does my husband think I should write a rant? Shouldn't I do what I feel led to do? Live, that's what I want to do. Enjoy life, because my health sure tries to fuck that up, and does. And I enjoy seeing shows like yours. The world is a madhouse. I can't do much to fix that. Only my daily life and chores have choices, not chores, Jesus Christ. Have a good night, Lewis. Hope Warren doesn't disappoint. No, it hasn't. Not at all. Advice from Rick Niter. Don't buy a home from your fucking relative. Send in a rant about, I can't wait to hear what the rest of that story is. And then the son of a bitch and dad and fuck that. And then there was a driveway. And then when I came back, he took the driveway. Judith Dowler. Hi, Lewis. I'm an 81-year-old fan of yours who is happy to be in your audience tonight in Warren, Ohio. I was at the Packard Music Hall 60 years ago where I saw my first Broadway show, a production of Gypsy. See? One person. I love that show, and now here I am again, loving your show. My son and daughter brought me here to see you, even though the Browns are playing the Steelers tonight. Good kids. I don't have much to rant about because I'm still here, reasonably healthy and reasonably happy. However, if I hear one more person say, oh, well, what can you do, when commenting on everything from politics, the economy, world affairs, or any of the myriad problems we face as a nation, I'll just lose it. For God's sake, you morons, get off your lazy butts and vote. And while you're at it, try listening to others and just being kind. It doesn't cost anything. Thank you, Judith. And I'm going to end with this because I can't follow it. There's no way to follow what I'm going to read to you now. So I just want to say thank you all for coming out tonight. You were incredible, and I really appreciate it. Tomorrow we're in Dayton, and then we go on to Carmel, Indiana, and Fort Wayne. So if you're out there and you're watching tonight, start writing your rants, and I'll be reading them when I get there. And for all who tuned in and for everyone who wrote a rant in tonight, I want to thank you. You did a great job, and this one really takes the cake. Every so often, I've had a few recently, and there are certain things that are seeming to come out now, and this is something I thought is a secret, but Halo Prindle decided to share this. As a girl, I'm always convincing my friends to play with their husband's balls and suck more dick. They constantly tell me they don't like pleasuring their men, fighting the good fight. Wonder why they always tell me they never come. Mega eye roll. Oh, man. I thought the mega eye roll would get a bigger laugh. Hang on. And I will take responsibility for that. That is terrific. I'll repeat that. Wonder why they always tell me they never come. Thanks for coming out. Thank you all. Take care of each other, because that's what's most important. It's been a pleasure. We are in Dayton, Ohio, at the really beautiful and remarkable Victoria Theater. And we've had an extraordinary evening. But for those of you who are watching, I can't begin to describe what the hell took place here tonight, and people will. I'm going to just tell you, if you yell stuff, they can't hear you. And so I would just let's try to have some. Because this is really your show, so it'd behoove you, a word I've never used. To let me, you know, do this, which is the this is This is the Dayton show. This is the Dayton, Ohio show. This is the show that was written by the folks of Dayton and goes throughout the fucking world. I am not kidding you. It is not a lie. There's one guy now, and if he's out there, I hope he's watching tonight, who lives in New Zealand. He's been watching every night. And so it would make sense. For those of you who've never been to Dayton, and that's why I've really have had a kind of a history with this town. And I had a friend of mine did a play here at the Human Race. It's the Human Race Theater, which is right next door. And I came in to see that play, and it was terrific. And I approached them, and I think it was 2 years later, they put on my play, One Slight Hitch, which was done at the Human Race Theater and had a run there. And it was a great experience, and they did a terrific job. And this is one of four cities in the country where where that play got a terrific professional production. I'm in Dayton, Ohio. Okay? I'm not in Cincinnati. I'm not in fucking Cleveland. Now, Dayton has this theater. It has another beautiful space that much bigger comics play, and but they have another beautiful performing arts space. They've got that theater. You've got a symphony orchestra, correct? They have a fucking. It's Dayton, Ohio, fuckers. And do you still have your ballet? Yeah, they have a ballet. I mean. And an opera. Yes. Holy, I've never liked opera. I'll go to the rest, but I'd buy a ticket, but I wouldn't go. But that's really, this city is a cultural base that is kind of remarkable. They have the Century Bar, which I spent too much time in, which is a magnificently adorned bourbon bar with beautiful stained glass in it, and Dayton is a city which is there are a ton of inventions that came out of Dayton, and I'm not going to go through the list tonight. Look at it the fuck up, and I'm hoping, and we're hoping. And one of the and this is how much I've really enjoyed your city. I'm trying to do a show with Jeff, in which we. We travel around the country to cities that I thought that weren't getting, that people would normally not think to visit. And you're one of the cities when I pitch it, I say Dayton, Ohio. And so I hope if these fuckers, I always get fucked on these things. I go in there and go, this would be, and they're all going, oh, this would be great. And then, are we going to do it? Nah, fuck you. So I'm hoping if it comes to pass, you'll see me again and we'll be around town filming, and it'll be my pleasure. So let's start with with Ruth Schindler, who this is, I think you were great. However, I paid $700. Through Ticket Smart, I feel ripped and angry unless I can have a meet and greet or $600 from you. I'll be booing my ass off. Ruth, and I'm saying this to you, and I'm saying this, I have repeated over and over again, I have a website that talks about it. We had a way in which you can get a ticket. We do not send people to places you can, and folks who are watching, it's not just about watching, getting a ticket for me, it's getting a ticket for anything. If it's $700, go, don't buy it, okay? I mean, for 700 bucks, it should be me in the Lippenzahners. in your living room. You don't do that, you don't do it. please, and for folks at home, you don't do it. We basically created a fan club in order to beat scalpers. So that for $20, what we do is set it up so you don't have to deal with Ticketmaster. And Ticketmaster, a lot of the time, shoves you to these places, or somehow you stumble onto StubHub, and StubHub pushes you somewhere. Because these fuckers buy the tickets and then fuck with you. And I'm sorry that it happened, and I wish there was something I could do. But it's really important that you realize this, okay? Whenever you buy a ticket, and it seems like it's too much money, then they're fucking you. And go back to the beginning and find the place, because all you had to do really was walk down here or call here, and you would have gotten a ticket for at least 300. And you had to sit next to the asshole. Wow. Okay, it's okay, Ruth. You can come back. We'll get you backstage, okay? You're welcome. You deserve it. We'll get you back. I won't be there, but it's going to be... They do a great tour. No, I'll come up. We'll work it out. And this is from J.D. Ohio's fucking drivers are the worst in the world. I'd rather listen to a scientific lecture from Marjorie Taylor Greene than spend one more minute with you fucks on the road. Fuck! Roger Hamilton, in the same vein, hey, Lewis, I'm a 15-year veteran truck driver. I've driven nearly 2 million miles across the country, and I have a simple request for the motoring public. Just fucking go. If you're merging, just fucking go. If you're passing, just fucking go. Thanks to these ambulance-chasing cocksuckers who use their mouths to litigate in their spare time, you all seem to think getting hit by a truck driver is a lottery ticket. Fucking idiots. The Hammer and his billboards fucking lied to you. It's a ticket to, at best, end up in the hospital. At worst, a ticket to hell where truckers like me will be waiting to run you over for eternity. So again, just fucking go. Now, here's where we are in terms of exactly precisely where we are in terms of humor and in terms of where the country is. Okay? I'm going to read something. It's from Pam Richards. The FBI didn't take their fucking shoes off when they raided Trump's bedroom. What the fuck? Fuckers have no respect. Now, you could take that either way. You could. You could take that as, oh, those fuckers, they fucked. And you could take it from those who vote for Trump, that point of view, or you can take it from those who don't vote for Trump, from their point of view. And that's why we're out of our fucking minds. I read that, and I had no idea. I said, I don't know. I showed it to Jeff. He didn't know. Son of a bitch. That was great. If you could write 6 more of those, I have a new act. Stephen Hodges says Dayton is a terrible place. Now we have all the fuckers like myself coming here from Cincinnati and Columbus. Now it's even worse. Fuck! This one is going to really outrage you, so I have to do a couple of things before I read this. Because it actually came from somebody who may even be here. But I want to first off thank all of the folks who wrote in, and I deeply appreciate everything that you wrote and making this possible. I'd like to thank all of you for coming out tonight because you were exceptional. It was a terrific evening. For those watching and for those of you here, if you go to YouTube, and subscribe to the rants. We show up there. Or if you will like it, we also are on Facebook and a new thing called Twitch, which the only way it works is if you sit in front of me and go like this. But it's very hip. It's so hip that people are just, you wait till you see it. It's spectacular. You'll be twitching too. If you want to write in a rant, I always just say this because I always fuck up the other place you go. But if you go to lewisblack.com, if you pay it enough attention, there's a thing called Rantcast, and it'll help you figure out how to do that. I also want to my friend. The greatest baker I know is here tonight. I'm excited because I think she brought me some baked goods. But if you go to Columbus, her name is Perry Wilkoff. And what's the name of your place again, Perry?
Do Mama.
Do Mama, yeah, I forgot. It's called Do Mama in Columbus. And I'm not fucking with you, okay? I'm serious. It is fucking good. I am not a pie person, but fucking yum, yum, fucking yum. She does. She's got a remarkable group of people she works with, and it's well worth your time. And that's ad was not paid for. So let's end with this. This is from an OSU fan. Good evening, Lewis. Thanks for returning to Ohio. Nothing better to do? Money can't be that tight, can it? Anyway, on a happier note, I'd like to talk about mental health and Buckeye fans. Now, Ohio isn't known for its juggernaut sports teams. On the contrary, it's famous for its futility. So it's up to Ohio State University to save the rest of the state from a full fucking mental breakdown. They do this by beating up on other piece of shit Ohio teams and other cupcake Big Ten teams. Ohioans puff out their chest for 3 months and life is fucking great. Then in late November, that team from up north will come in and kick the living shit out of the Scarlet and Gray. Then it's like Puxatawny Phil just saw its shadow. Prepare for a long winter, OSU fans. Try not to lose your shit. It's just a game, after all. There's always spring ball to look forward to. Sincerely, Jim Harbaugh. Thank you so much, Dayton. Take care of each other.
Thanks to all of you for listening to my Rantcast. If you have a rant you want to get off your chest, send it in to me at lewisblack.com/live. You can think of it as therapy, or whatever you want to think of it as. Just let it rip. And I want to thank the true stars of our show, the ranters, and the splendid rants they gave us. Lewis Black's Rantcast was created and hosted by me. Aha, Lewis Black. Our live rant audio was produced by James Salton. Theme song by Chris Lane. Executive producer, Ben Brewer. Executive producers, Matt Kleinschmidt and Robert Kelly for the Laugh Button Podcast.